This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spending a few minutes now with Villanova softball coach Bridget Orchard. Her squad is headed to the NCAA tournament for the first time in program history. They will open up with a game against Ole Miss. And first of all, coach, congratulations. I mean, I know how hard you worked and how much softball means to you. This has to just be over the moon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. First of all, thanks for having us on. We appreciate, you know, getting to tell our story a little bit.
So what have the last few days been like since you guys won the Big East and then selection show and then it all kind of settles in?
It's been super exciting. I think the fact that, you know, hearing from so many people that, you know, are proud of us and what we're doing, I think it's great for the girls to understand that, you know, they didn't do it just for themselves, but they did it for the entire Villanova community, you know, Villanova Athletics, our alumni from our softball teams, you know, our 2019 team or 2020 team that lost their season last year, that they're part of this and they feel part of it. And that's really important to me, that they're feeling part of our success. And that's really what it's all about. It's kind of the history that's been here and everybody that played a part in this program, from, you know, other coaches on campus to the administrators, to the staffing, everybody was just super pumped and excited for us. And it was really awesome to see.
I mean, a championship and an NCAA tournament berth feels great under normal circumstances, but given that last year was cut short, and I'm sure there were times that you and the kids didn't know what 2021 was going to look like, does it take the excitement and the gratification even to another level?
Oh, absolutely. That's what we were just saying earlier. We're like, the fact that we even had a season and let alone we're still playing is incredible. I mean, if you would talk to us a few months ago, more testing 3 times a week, every day anxiety of whether the season's going to end. And again, having the season ripped away from us last year, everybody knows that's a reality. I think even last year and during 2020, when they were saying we're out in California when everything started breaking and they were going to cancel seasons, and we're like, that's not going to happen. And the fact that it happened and it canceled that season, it canceled the fall, the spring started late, winter sports were getting cut. I think everybody knows that it's a reality that this could be your last game any given day. I mean, even today, you know, we tested, there's a reality that, you know, we popped positive and we missed the NCAA tournament. So I think everybody is really, really appreciative of every day that we get and every game that we get to play.
You guys win the Big East tournament. It's double elimination. You lose your first game, and that can usually go one of two ways. Either a team gets tight because they know they're up against it, or they just throw everything out there because there might not be a tomorrow. And obviously your kids went with the latter and just went for it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that's what I was most impressed by. Like you just said, like, it could go either way. And honestly, you're not really sure what's going to happen. I think, you know, our past experience is what helped us. That 2019 heartbreaking loss that we had, our season getting cut short in 2020, these girls were not going to take, they weren't going to sit down. They were going to battle and they were going to fight and they were going to get after it. And like I said, just appreciating being out there. And I just got to sit back and kind of watch them do their thing. And it was so impressive to just see the looks in their eyes, the fire and the determination. And as soon as we won that second game and we started rolling into the third game, then obviously the first UConn game, the second UConn game, you know, they weren't going to lose. They, and it wasn't anything I was going to say or do. It was all on them and they were going to roll with it.
For people that aren't familiar, talk to me a little bit about why you guys are where you are. Who's led the way?
The greatest thing about that is our entire team. We talked to them about it before. We need everybody to step up and everybody to contribute, from anybody, some, you know, some of our girls with bullpen catchers or pinch runners or pinch hitters, like everybody this year has played a pivotal role. Obviously, we have some of our superstars, you know, Paige Raabe and pitcher and player of the year and leading us hitting and pitching, but it's not just her, it's everybody. I think that helps her be as good as she is. It also helps everybody else as far as Angela Giampolo batting after her and, you know, hitting Grand Slam, Megan Kearns hitting a Grand Slam, Julia Costa's hitting home runs, Anissa Amarillo's coming in and pitching the win in the championship game. So I just think it shows that we have so much more than just one player, but it also supports each other, that they know, like, hey, if I have a bad game, somebody else is going to step up. You know, Chloe Smith played amazing, in my opinion, this whole weekend out at the Big East playing third base. She was hitting in three spot, we moved her to the seventh spot. She had key RBIs batting in the seventh spot. So it's not about them, it's about the team. I think they're really starting to understand that we need everybody, and they're not worried about what personally they do. They want to do good for each other. So I think that's one of our biggest strengths right now.
I don't know how applicable this question is given what your group's going through and what they've overcome and what they've dealt with, but is there a balancing act you have to have with the kids? This is a once in a lifetime opportunity for a lot of people, you know, NCAA tournament, traveling across country and all that. You want them to enjoy the moment, but there's also the, hey, we've got work to do. We're not just here to be tourists. Do you have to have that conversation, or is this group get it kind of just from Jump Street?
No, I think you do, which has been, I think that's a challenge for me, you know, going in, and everybody's on a different thing. You know, like Paige has experienced the NCAA tournament. She experienced it before. You know, some of the freshmen obviously haven't experienced college softball before this year. You know, some of our seniors have been there. So they're all at different levels. So we definitely have that conversation as far as what this means. Appreciate the moment, like, you know, you just mentioned, enjoy every minute of it, because I think right now they understand the magnitude of what we've done and what we're about to do. And they also understand that we have a chance to continue to make more history. You know, we're not done yet. Like, we go out there, opportunity to play an SEC team, you know, on ESPN, make a name for Villanova, make a name for yourself. And I think that they appreciate that. They know they're prepared. I mean, right now we're banged up and we're sore and we're tired, but I think that makes them even better, because I think that they're just so gritty that they want to really get after it.
What can you tell me about Ole Miss, who you'll match up with? Not really much of a history between the two programs. I think a couple of games 10 years ago or so.
Yeah, I've never played them. I don't think that I have. I'm getting a lot here, but no, I mean, we're just kind of, you know, like I said, any team that's in the SEC is going to be so well tested. Obviously, the schedule they play is grueling day in and day out. They're competing against top 25 teams, you know, so we know we're obviously not going to match their schedule. They're not going to see what they've seen all year. But for us, it's, again, to play our game, to play our best, to kind of, you know, make sure that we're not trying to do too much and get ahead of ourselves. They're going to be bigger, faster, stronger. They're going to have a lot more depth than us. They have about 30 kids on their roster, so they're going to be able to have pinch runners come in for everybody on their team, and they're really going to be able to throw a lot of different things at us, and we're just going to go with what we have, which, you know, I'm confident in, and I'm excited about what we do put on that field. It's just a matter of them getting comfortable out there and not getting too high or too low.
And what does this mean past this season for the program, kind of big picture, to put an NCAA tournament, a Big East title notch on the program's belt? Is this kind of a watershed for the program?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's exciting about it is that now our girls have the mentality they're expecting to win. And I think once you start winning, you hate to lose. And I think that that's where they're at right now, is they want to win. And again, going into the future for next year and the year after, the culture that they built here within themselves and within the program is that they're expecting to win, and they're willing to put the work in. They're willing to come in early, stay later. And this year's team, even with the COVID, had put so much extra time and so much sacrifices. I mean, they couldn't see their families. They were testing every day. They're still coming out to the field early. They're still staying late. So I think that's, you know, the new Villanova, and that's what the Villanova girls are going to do from here on out, is they're going to be held to that higher standard, the higher expectation that, you know, we're showing up to win every game we play.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Parts.